Patrick, you like Dan Gursky, right?
I do. Yes. I adore that man. He's a good man.
He is a good man. He's a friend of yours from soccer.
My middle offspring, MJ, and his daughter, Emily, played soccer together. That's how we met. So we spent many afternoons on the sidelines, and he's a good man, and we went to see the Bengals. And then our friendship was cemented.
That's right.
Yeah.
So since then, he's become sort of a regular on the show.
Good man.
And he's been on a few times, and we always love having him. He's got, he comes up with fun topics, and
really
he's got great insight. And he and I went to a show together.
Yeah.
So like, you introduced me and Dan. I didn't know him before he came on the show one time, and now we're going to see Deer Tick together, the other
now
night.
Now I'm having this weird friend jealousy thing that people shouldn't have. And his lovely wife, Jane, they had us down to their house, and he's come to both events that we've had, so he's just like pretty much the exemplary person that's a friend of the show.
He's a great guy. So all of that has happened in the course of the past year.
Yep.
And as we're on our one-year anniversary week now for Rock in the Suburbs, we thought we'd go back and revisit some classic episodes.
Yeah.
And one that I thought would be really good to look at again was the debut of Dan Gursky.
Yeah, that's really good. So Songs About the French Horn.
That's right. So this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And on this classic episode, you're going to hear where the whole joke about the French horn started. So you may have heard, every time Dan is on, I try to get some little dig in about how the French horn and how it's, an abomination of pop music or something like that. And I don't necessarily think that, as you'll hear in this episode, I was actually quite complimentary of many of the songs that included the French horn.
Right.
But this is where it all started, because Dan came on and having had experience as a French horn player, he wanted to talk about rock music that featured the French horn.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's
and
what
he
we
only,
talk about.
Yeah, and he only punched you that one time.
Only once.
After he had drank all that cleaning wax.
Yeah, it was, he only punched me one time, but because I'm so slight, I did go down easy. And then it was the kicking. That was the real, where the real damage
happened. Where he crossed the line.
Kicking and the pool cue,
That's right.
All of that. But I forgave him, and then we went to see Deer Tick. So, all right. So anyway, you're going to hear us talk about French horn music. It was an episode that came out on March 27th of last year. And before we get into that, let's one more time here plug the fact that we're doing a very special Rock in the Suburbs promotion.
Yeah, it's a drive.
So, kind of. What we want is to hear from you. We love to hear from the listeners. And specifically, we want you to call and leave a message so we can hear your voice. And we want you to talk about your favorite songs and or albums of 2017, stuff that came out in 2017.
Yep.
So call this number, 612-440-1984. And if they call and leave a message, Patrick, what do they get?
Jim, we want you to call so badly that we're offering an incentive. We're offering an incentive to you to call, folks. And that is a mixtape.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they can come to your house and pick out any 10 albums from your collection.
No, that's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's a mixtape that we're going to make.
That's right. Yeah. Side Jim, side Patrick on a TDK SA90 or equivalent, folks, depending on what's on sale on Amazon.
Fine print or equivalent.
That's right. And it's just going to be songs we like this year, and we're going to fill up 45 minutes, and you can get one. We'll mail it to you for free.
Yeah, we'll mail it. Yeah.
All you have to do is two things. Number one, leave your voice on the party line. And number two, send us your address.
I just thought of one complication with this.
Okay. We're thinking through this, folks.
Yes. We will mail them. You don't have to pay postage.
Right.
Unless maybe, what if it's like George Singleton?
Oh, yeah.
In Hong Kong. Or we get somebody else like in... So
I guess we're eating the postage this year.
Yeah. All right.
We're eating the postage.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
So, I don't think Kevin's drawn.
I didn't think
we'll
about
go that far.
Yeah. Liverpool. No, we can't go there.
But call. We'll figure it out one way or another.
We'll figure it out.
And then the mixtape will somehow find its way to you. It will. You know what? It'll be on a very slow boat.
That's right.
But you'll get it before 2018 is over.
Yes, you will.
That's how it'll work. Okay. So do that, and as you're thinking about that, please listen to this. It's a Rock in the Suburbs classic on the French horn.
Today on Rock in the Suburbs,
we are joined by Dan Gursky,
a man who has brass.
I drinking here, Kevin?
It's a local beer given to me by a friend, made out here in Loudoun County, Dirt Farm Brewing, and it's a pale ale.
Dirt Farm. Yeah.
They also make good wine.
You would think branding consultants would say, like, you know, not really, yeah, a great name for something people are going to consume, but yet.
But you can go out there and hang out, too, at the brewery.
I would like to do that. I love visiting brewery.
If only we drank beer.
Right. And like dirt.
Doesn't taste like dirt at all.
Okay, so the voice you heard there was Kevin Goff, our friend.
Yes.
Hello.
And also with us is
Dan Gursky.
Dan, thanks for joining us. So we have both these guys here this week. It's Kevin and Dan week.
It's Kevin and Dan week.
Dan and Kevin week. I don't know who gets top billing.
We've got a great lineup, and they helped us out last week with the Chuck Berry Memorial episode we did. So
it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping down here for a while now. Yeah. It's getting a little stinky in your basement.
Their wives are concerned.
That's right. I've been to work.
All right, so you are listening to Rock in the Suburbs, live from the basement. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, you set this up with Dan. So first, tell us, how do you and Dan know each other?
Oh, okay.
Because this is my first meeting with Dan.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah, Dan and I go way back to soccer parent days. My daughter, MJ, and his daughter, Emily, played together on a travel soccer team. So we spent some weekends traveling to places we probably would otherwise never go to. And then right down, they went to the same college.
Yeah. Yep.
And
so we, you know, we played some golf when we had long breaks, saw some shows that we'll talk about later. And they're still, I think, kind of in touch with each other.
Thank you, Dan, for coming on.
Classic suburban experience.
That's right.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. I know. And it's actually really impressive that you still talk to Patrick, having spent that much time with him.
it's sparing, you know. Okay. We don't see each other too often. It works pretty well.
We take some breaks. Yeah.
Oh, man, I've had enough of that guy.
That guy.
Yeah. Okay, so musically.
Yes.
We wanted to talk about Dan's connection to music creation, I guess, or you know, the instrument you play and how that fits into pop music, right? Do I have this topic correct?
I think that's right. And this is something I did not know about Dan until we were kicking around the idea of having him on the podcast. And you are a French horn player.
Yeah. I mean, it just popped into my mind because, you know, I grew up in New Mexico, and I think everybody who plays music or listens to music has this fantasy of being in a band, you know, when you're in high school. So I'm in the band, literally the band with the band instruments, and in the nerdiest bunch of people imaginable. So I never got out of the French horn mode. I was, you know, I was first chair French horn player in New Mexico for 2 years in a row, but I never was in a rock band. But over the years, you know, occasionally you'd hear the song with the French horn in it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, that's pretty cool. You know, there's not going to be a French horn in a band regularly, but it pops up every once in a while. So, you know, I pay attention to that. It seems, we were talking before, it seems like more of an older, you know, you're going to hear a lot of older pieces that we play here. Not so much recent. So maybe it'll make a comeback after a few people listen to us.
I think this could be the breakthrough. And how would you describe the sound of the French horn, Dan? I mean, whereas most people might immediately recognize, say, the saxophone in rock and roll.
Right, or the trumpet. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's not as brassy. It's a little bit fuller. Sometimes, you know, you'll hear something that sounds like a trumpet, but really is the French horn. And it's, I mean, it's hard to play. It's got all those tubes winding around and around. And in fact, if I tried to play it now, I probably couldn't get a sound out of it. So it doesn't lend itself. It lends itself to slower pieces, I think, is what we'll probably, you'll notice here.
It's almost a little mournful, I would say, when I think of at least some of the songs that we've been listening to in preparation for this.
So let's hear one of Dan's selections, and then I have, as a trombonist.
Yes, you are.
I have some thoughts about this.
Okay.
And there may be a little, you know, brass on brass.
A little competition.
Brass on brass violence?
Yes.
That could be great.
All right, let's hear this.
That yeah. was a classic version there. That was a little bit on the brassy side. Mm-hmm. And that actually is John Entwistle, the bassist, playing there. So I guess he pulled out the horn occasionally to play on some of their pieces. That's Overture from Tommy, if you might recognize that.
Yeah.
Perfect for an opera. So that's right. A little bit of overlap with the classical there.
Yes. I think that's a good starting point because to me that makes sense. The French horn being an orchestral instrument to a large extent would be prominent in something that where they're trying to mimic that style of music, right?
And sort of preview a lot of the melodies and things from Tommy right there. Yeah. And yeah, it's crazy to think that, you know, the ox, right? The giant Entwistle bass player is like actually pulling out a weirdly shaped instrument, you know, like the French horn. It's almost circular, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah. Got to put your hand in the bell to play it, you know, and the spit sort of builds up. You got to dump that out so it doesn't like reverberate.
So Entwistle also played French horn on Pictures of a Lily.
Oh,
in that song too, right?
Okay.
It really gets going. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, it's different from this. It's a little bit more sort of frantic,
kind
of crazy sounding, but yeah.
Did you ever play this piece, Dan?
I probably tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you try to pick it up and just see if you could play it. We may get to some later that I tried that are a little easier.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that's some pretty hardcore French horning he's doing there, I guess, you could say.
I mean, some of the best French horn playing in rock history, I would say.
Probably so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's up there for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. This seems like a good time to take a little break.
Let's do that.
Here's a little promotional announcement. We'll come back. We're going to talk more French horn.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing?
You know, I'm just surfing the web.
And
I happened upon this website called Rockin' the Suburbs. It's at suburbspod.com.
Ah, that's a great website. What a good URL.
It has little recaps of this really cool show. Mm-hmm. You can check that out. And then there's also this one great part where you click on it and you get Rickrolled.
Sounds like a fun destination for all.
It's really fun. You go there, you just type in then the little bar up at the top, suburbspod.com. That's it.
And it takes you there.
It's free.
Okay. So you use your dial-up. First you dial into the internet.
Yep.
Get that going. And you go to suburbspod.com.
Yep. And you will never leave. Okay, we're back. Did you bring your horn to play for us today, Dan?
I did not. My horn has rather a storied career, actually.
Oh, does it?
My parents bought me a really nice horn in high school. I took it to college with me and quickly discovered that it was not cool or I was not going to play it because it was too loud to play in a dorm. So it sat. And then it went to one of my nephews who proceeded to drop it and it got banged up and suffered badly. But then another nephew from a different sibling, her son started playing the French horn, so I shipped it to her in Minnesota at huge expense. She got it fixed up, all the dents bunged out of it, and her son actually ended up being sort of an all-city French horn player.
Wow, that's incredible.
And he took it with him to college, played the horn and the trumpet in college, so I think he's still playing it. So
amazing.
This is going on 30-some years this horn's been around.
I love it.
Yep.
And Jim, you played the trombone in bands. Were you friendly with the French horn player, or did you have one in the orchestra?
You know, I think it's well known that that's usually a rivalry, right? Kind of like the same way in Parks and Recreation, the city hall and the library, you know,
right.
You know, or enemies, right? It's the same kind of thing, the trombone section, the French horns. The French horn, like you said, I admire somebody who plays that because, and I think it's actually considered one of the hardest instruments to play because of the way you have to hold it, and it has a very small mouthpiece, right?
Yep.
Like, is it smaller than the trumpets, or maybe it's a little
bigger?
I don't know.
The thing about the horn, as opposed to like the trumpet and the trombone, is you can blow it, and like four or five different notes could come out. With the trombone, you pretty much got the one, right? So you got the easy instrument there to play, I think.
Except one might think that playing with a slide might offer a level of complexity that's different from just pushing buttons.
True, true. Right? The slide is hard to get it right on the note there. Yep, yeah. I tried the trombone and it wasn't easy.
But I will tell you, it's funny because, you know, it's similar to Dan, you know, being in school and you pick your instrument and you play in the school band, there is a point where you're sort of like, can I use this in some way beyond just this? Is there any way I can figure out how this could be cool? How I could use this as an asset going through
being
a teenager. Yep. And it was tough. It was tough. Even
that would be nope.
You know, at least with the trombone, you could play in the jazz band.
Yeah.
Which you might think, well, that's maybe that's a little bit cooler than playing in the concert band or the orchestra, but it's not really. It's, you know, in 1980s as a teenager playing in the jazz band, it may have been even more dorky in some ways, you know. And we also had to wear like these awful blue ruffled shirts as our like, you know, and black vests.
That doesn't sound good.
No. So there was that. And maybe sometime we'll do something on trombone in pop music because, you know, there are a few examples of that too, but not a whole lot. Kind of like this where they sort of stand out by themselves. Yeah. Usually a trombone is part of a horn section with saxophones and trumpets. Yeah. And
well, and that's what I like about these three songs that Dan sort of singled out here in Surface, because they are very recognizable and key parts to the composition.
All right. So why don't we hear another one?
Song on Let It Bleed by the Rolling Stones, 1969. You can't always get what you want.
Everybody knows that song.
Incredible song. Yeah, and to me, the way, I guess that's Keith Richards there on the acoustic guitar, and the way the horn, French horn, picks up and just sort of mournfully picks up that melody is quite moving. It really is a key part of that song, and then Mick Jagger enters not too long after that, as you heard, and it really gives it a really, really cool kind of momentum shift from that choral piece at the beginning into the, you know, the more full-on Stones.
It's a great sort of like transition,
really,
right?
It is, yeah.
Mournful is a good word. I was also going to say the French horn sound gives it a sense of kind of sorrow, right?
Yeah, and according to the internet, and we don't have a copy of the record here, but Al Kooper played the French horn on that song. And, you know, the notorious Al Kooper, the scamp of all instruments, who, you know, played with Bob Dylan on organ and piano all those years and basically could apparently play any instrument if you put it in front of him. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say the sound of that is more like your typical horn sound, whereas the Who was the, you know, more brassy. That's sort of more like what the French horn sounds like. And, you know, how much cooler does it get than playing on a Stones album?
Well, none more cooler, I think. It probably can't, yeah.
So that's one where you can say, you can point to that and say, look, kids,
French
horn.
Look what you can do.
Yeah. So, Kevin, you were saying that your daughter plays the French horn? Is that right?
That is correct. My daughter, Maggie, 15-year-old, plays the French horn.
And how long has that been going on?
Since middle school. So okay. A few years, four or five years.
Is this willingly or forced?
I've never heard her play, except on a stage. And you sat in first chair. She's usually second or third chair. So, but I'm sure she's good.
She's not practicing a whole lot in the house.
No.
Well, this is so funny you say that, because I have my 12-year-old son who's in seventh grade. He plays the trumpet, and I never hear him practice. He somehow strategically finds a way to practice when we're not home, right? So,
yeah, I practice.
That's what you think, anyway. Yeah. Right?
Here's the thing about being a French horn player, and you ride the bus to school. You know, like it's just wide enough to bump on the aisles as you're walking down the aisle. It's an awkwardly shaped thing with the bell. So that was like the worst when I could start driving to school. I mean, I went all the way through high school, much to my chagrin, because I enjoyed playing the instrument, but the people were horrible.
Slumping it on the bus. Yeah,
it is not a. It's not a pedestrian friendly instrument.
Can't imagine, no. High schoolers wouldn't give you a hard time about that. So are there any ruffled blue shirts and black vests, Kevin, involved in that?
They're okay, a little more conservative.
Come up to date.
Yeah. White shirts and black skirts.
Much better.
Yeah, nice.
Much better. Well, this is really fun, and Dan is a good researcher, and I know he did some research on it, and I think we all sort of looked around, but it'd be interesting if any listeners out there know or like certain French horn songs. It'd be kind of cool to have them surfaced. There's a couple of lists out there on the internet. Some we weren't able to quite detect that the French horn was you know, right. in there or yeah. is in there in a very subtle sort of a way.
I will tell you another one that I think is really good is the Beatles' For No One.
Okay.
That has a French horn mm-hmm. solo in it, and it's a very sad song. Again, I think it works well with these kind of like yeah. somber.
I'd like to hear some Nirvana covered on a French horn if somebody wants to send that in.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be good.
It would be very cool.
Any yeah. French horn players who listen
something,
to the show.
Something like All Apologies might actually work.
Do that.
You know, it's kind of a sad song.
You can probably get arrangements for any of these on the French horn right. today. You know, sheet music via the internet probably.
Yeah.
So we'll look into that.
We also, maybe we should ask Court Jar to do a song that features some French horn for us, right?
If they could do a French horn, guys, we'd really appreciate that.
That would be yeah, great.
Fire some French horn into one of your jams.
Randall, get on that. Yeah. Court Jar being the band that plays the music you hear at the top of the show.
The theme music yes. to Rock in the Suburbs.
That's right. Okay, so we have one more song from French horn DJ Dan. Mm-hmm. Before we do that, let's just close by saying you should listen to Rock in the Suburbs because we talk about stuff like French horn music.
And trombones.
Once in a while.
Every day.
Oh, every day.
Sorry.
I keep forgetting that. You can find the show on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher, TuneIn, where pretty much where you listen to podcasts. Yeah. You can also email us, rock@suburbspod.com, which is also our website, suburbspod.com, and we have some fun stuff there. We're starting to write some things
populated
once in a while
with content. I think we're gonna have to tap Dan and Kevin to contribute
yeah.
a little writing. If we could do that,
that would mm-hmm. be great.
We can pay in beer.
Starting to put some stuff up there that's not just, you know, related to the shows themselves.
That's right,
right. Some extra mm-hmm. stuff.
Although yeah. we do have episode pages for every show yep. where you can go if you aren't quite sure what the song is or missed us talking about it. You can see what the song is. You can see a couple of other little facts there, and you can listen to the episode right there on the page.
It's an incredible resource.
Really.
You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter @SuburbsPod, and you can call us, mm-hmm. I think. We have a phone line set up.
We do.
We call it the Suburban Party Line.
Yep.
It's a party all the time. It's
612-440-1984.
So do those things. Okay, so cue us up here. What's the last French horn song we're going to hear?
So we're going to end it up with Neil Young, After the Gold Rush, nice. Which is, this is just a fabulous sort of duo between Neil's voice and the horn. Patrick, you want to add anything?
You know, I didn't really know that was a French horn until we've actually started talking about it. I knew it was some kind of brass, but I didn't, yeah.
I'm happy to see that we've opened up some new horizons
That's
here.
Totally so. Have for me.
Neil's voice has kind of a French horn quality to it, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Dan Gursky.
Kevin Goff.
They'll be with us. The rest
All
of the week.
Yep, it's going to be great.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie.
Go up, build a fire, come back a few days later.